The DUP's former education minister, this is Peter Weir, has denied claims by gay rights campaigners that he shelved a report about the experiences of gay and lesbian pupils. The study found that 2/3 of LGBT students did not feel valued or welcomed in their school. The Department of Education report was supposed to be published last December, but at that stage, the DUP's Peter Weir did not give clearance for the findings to be made public. A Freedom of Information request by the Irish News found that in an internal email, one departmental official had asked whether the publication was delayed because, quote, it didn't chime with the minister's priorities. Well, the DUP refused a series of interview requests by the BBC. But then our Ireland correspondent, Chris Buckler, caught up with the former education minister as he was getting out of his car at a constituency event. And Mr. Weir spoke to Chris for the first time about why the report was not published until after the executive collapsed.
Mr. Weir, sorry to bother you. Hiya. Can I bother you for a second? Yeah. I just wanted to ask you about the education report that was done about LGBT pupils.
I'm sorry.
That you shelved, basically.
Well, no, I didn't shelve it.
You delayed its publication. You didn't give clearance for its publication.
Well, I got the report in, off the top of my head, I think about December time.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, we're headed into a level of crisis. I hadn't released it just at
well,
that
stage.
Well,
you had it before December. It was to be cleared and published in December.
Well, no, I only received it from within the department in December.
Okay. The department official said that they felt it may have been shelved because it didn't chime with your priorities. Well, what do you think that meant?
I don't have a clue because it's not something that I have said in relation to that. I mean, from that perspective, obviously, I want to look at any report fairly seriously. At the middle of December, we were in the position of devolution had gone into a level of crisis in that regard. Effectively, the plug was pulled in terms of releasing any report from January, really, onwards in that regard. So simply, we ran out of time. I can't...
You could have released it any time up until you left the post in March.
Well, no, not necessarily because we were...
Well, you could have.
Well, no, sorry, hold on a wee second. In terms of any report that's released for consultation, for instance, and indeed response from the public, you're then in the position where you're under the position of purdah, which the recommendation indeed from the civil service is that you're not to release anything which essentially provokes public debate during an election period. And so from that point of view, there was effectively a preclusion on going on any level of consultation on the report, getting a sort of a considered view within it. So it's simply a matter of time overtaking in relation to that. I think it's important that there are issues within that which the public have an opportunity, and the department has released the report. I think they probably held on expecting maybe there would be an appointment of a minister relatively shortly after March in that regard. So there wasn't any intention on my part to delay things on that basis. There was a very short window of opportunity between receiving it and us reaching into Purda. And, you know, at a time, particularly whenever you're in December, January, with the position both of the position with the issue of the threats to devolution, and also when you're in December, January period, we should have actually at that stage had draft budgets. So we were very much concentrating on trying to ensure that the financial position of the department was critical in that regard. It's a matter of trying to resolve all issues and to give time. But these are, yes, they're certainly very important issues that are there.
What did you think of the report?
Well, you know, in given timescale, I didn't really get a chance to get a proper examination of a lot of the details of it. So
well,
I don't think
you were meant to clear it. It was due for publication December, so you must have looked at it.
Yes, and from that point of view, whenever you clear for publication to get the views within that, there's a level of detail that you'll be able to sort of go into in that regard. Now, simply because a report is cleared for publication and indeed sent out doesn't mean indeed part of that is to actually get the views of the public on those, and I think it's probably inappropriate to express particular views ahead of any level of public consultation that took place.
One of the top lines of the report was obviously that 2/3 of LGBT pupils don't feel welcome, don't feel that they are valued within their school. Is that something that needs to be addressed?
Well, I think that we need to have a situation which every pupil from whatever background feels welcome in their school. We need, and indeed it's an important issue, whether it's...
But it's particularly true with pupils from that community.
You will find different communities will find themselves under levels of pressure at school, and I think that's something which needs to be combated across the board.
Do you think unionists could be doing more to make sure that LGBT pupils feel welcome?
I'm not quite sure why you're particularly saying that unionists in that regard.
We've spoken to some and they're upset because of same-sex marriage. They're upset because of comments that have been made by unionist politicians, DUP politicians in the past.
I think that people should always try and be sensitive in their comments. Obviously, from my own party point of view, in terms of same-sex marriage, we have a particular definition that we believe in, the traditional definition of marriage. I think from that point of view, everybody who is a pupil should feel welcome in their school. I think it's important that it is clear that from whatever source, for instance, that any form of bullying or harassment of pupils on whatever basis, and it happens on a wide range of basis, should be utterly condemned. And we've got to make it sure that our schools are, as much as possible, a bully-free zone. That's why, for instance, I think the Assembly has put through some legislation in terms of bullying. It's important that that's followed up within schools themselves by keeping record. And indeed, one of the areas that I think whenever I was there as chair of the committee, whenever the legislation went through, was to ensure that indeed that it was recording by schools of what the source of the bullying is. Because I think it's important then that we're able to identify where there are trends and where there are difficulties with that.
Listen, thank you very much for talking
to us. No problem at all.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So that's the DUP's Peter Weir speaking to Chris Buckler. That's the first time Peter Weir has actually spoken about why the report wasn't published. And to get Peter Weir to speak about it, Chris had to go up and actually speak to him as he was stepping out of his car. Listening to that, John O'Doherty from the Rainbow Project. Morning to you, John.
Morning, Stephen.
What do you think of that explanation by the former minister?
I don't accept it in any way, shape or form, Stephen. I mean, we need to understand that this research was initially submitted to the department in April 2016. It was planned by officials within the department to be published on their website in December 2016. And indeed, emails that I've seen under FOI have show officials stating...
This is the Irish News did these FOIs, didn't they?
Yes, and which shows that the department would publish research findings on their website as a matter of routine and notify the minister that they have been published. So there was a decision within the department not to publish this. This was a planned activity which was stopped and seems to have been stopped from the correspondence I can see once the report was submitted to the minister. So someone within...
Well, I can see this. I can see some of these documents, actually, that you're referring to. On the 7th of November 2016 at 9:22, regarding post-primary school experiences of 16 to 21-year-old people who are LGBT and T, the above research will be published on the department website early next month. And then if we forward on to the 1st of December, lo and behold, look at that. Our sub to the minister has been amended to seek clearance to publish the research report. In these circumstances, the research cannot be published until the minister gives his approval.
So it's very clear, Stephen, that somebody made a decision. Someone made the decision that this required ministerial approval. Now, this is a piece of research that had been with the department for a number of months, had been signed off by officials, had been considered by officials. Someone within the department got sight of this and decided it was not something that they were willing to publish without ministerial approval. And we need to understand why that was the case and why ministerial approval wasn't forthcoming. Was there someone within the department?
Well, Peter Weir's just explained to you.
Well, what he's saying is
by talking to Chris.
He said it was a document that was out for consultation. It wasn't out for consultation. It was a completed piece of research. There was no consultation involved. Why would we say consultation on research? It would be different if there was proposals within the research that were being out for consultation.
And the substance of this research is that two-thirds of LGBT students did not feel valued or welcome in their school.
Yes, and that is the reality that's faced by so many LGBT young people. And indeed, I've been working on this issue for more than 10 years, as has the Rainbow Project. The reason this research was commissioned was because of lobbying of the LGBT sector to identify what the needs of LGBT young people within education were and ensure that the department were appropriately responding to them, because they haven't been, and they haven't to date responded to those. Indeed, since the research has been published, or since it's been submitted to the department, no recommendations have been forthcoming from the department. They have done no work in this. They've made no recommendations. They have no plans in place to respond to what is a dire situation for LGBT young people within education. A meeting was finally held 2 weeks ago amongst those who would have responsibilities in terms of education. And that only happens because of direct lobbying by the Rainbow Project. There is an institutional bias against LGBT young people within the Department of Education and within the education.
Well, obviously, the Department of Education would emphatically deny that. John, we're just going to heading up to the news here, so we will have to leave it there. It's an interesting story by our Ireland correspondent, Chris Buckler, and a very interesting response from the DUP's former education minister as to why this report was not released when it should have been.